Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, we have a special guest, and I'm glad that he's coming on to talk about a really important issue because the public is really still uneasy about where we're headed relative to homeowners insurance and flood insurance in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, this is it's a huge issue. It's probably the number one issue in terms of quality of life, cost of living right now, I think, for the people of Louisiana, certainly for our region. And so I'm thrilled that we're, I believe, making progress on this despite some of the kind of questions about it. And even more excited that we finally have somebody on the show to actually talk about this. Peter Wagner, our public policy at G-Point, who actually knows what he's talking about.
Thanks, Michael.
He ain't heavy. He's your brother, Peter.
I appreciate it.
Peter Wagner, public policy director at GNO Inc. Peter, thank you so much for coming on. The governor signed a number of bills. I guess it was either yesterday or the day before. Tell us about these bills and what they are trying to influence.
Absolutely. So there were four key bills signed yesterday that really should serve to increase availability of insurance in Louisiana and in coastal Louisiana. So, of course, the theory that was reiterated at the signing yesterday is that more availability of insurance should lead to more affordability of insurance. If there are more carriers writing in Louisiana, that should increase supply and drive premiums down in the long term. So a few key bills were signed yesterday that put us in proper footing. One bill, HB 611, by Representative Ferment, eliminates the three-year rule. So the three-year rule historically has been seen as a protection. However, Louisiana is the only state with this rule. Furthermore, Louisiana, to our knowledge, is the only jurisdiction in the world with this rule. So the three-year rule said that if you had your policy for 3 years, your insurance company could not drop you. So they would have to leave the state, basically, in order to stop writing and renewing your policy. they may have written your policy decades ago when they did not have the same modeling technology to understand how risky that policy was. Citizens is a program, and most states have a similar program to cover policies that are extremely risky. And Citizens, you are guaranteed to have insurance availability regardless of whether it's through a private company or Citizens. But by eliminating the three-year rule, private companies no longer are tied to policies in Louisiana forever. So we heard that this was basically, with the three-year rule, private companies also can get less reinsurance because their reinsurers are very turned off by the three-year rule and the fact that these insurance companies are tied forever to these policies. So it really goes a long way in putting Louisiana, we're no longer the only place in the world with this rule.
So if you were with an insurance company for 3 years, then they have to continue mm-hmm. writing you, right? Is that what that, the impact of that?
Exactly. So that's the case until August 1st for new policies, and for an existing policy, the law takes effect on January 1st of 2025.
So I hear the argument about risk, but what risk mm-hmm. is actually changed relative to a homeowner's policy? Mother Nature's the risk, right? And it's just mm-hmm. a question of whether you're in the cone or you're not in the cone. Has there been fundamentally something that has changed that really gives them angst and anxiety about this risk?
Yeah, so one thing that has changed is reinsurance availability globally. So the reinsurance market is very tight right now across the globe because of not just climate events, but wars and conflicts across the globe. So we saw that reinsurance prices have actually gone up 160% for insurance companies over the past 4 years. So there's a great tightening of that market, which puts pressures on companies that write domestically and write in Louisiana. So basically whatever can be done to demonstrate flexibility is extremely important to reinsurance companies and thus very important to insurance companies. Some insurance companies spend well over 50% of premiums collected towards their reinsurance costs to ensure that in the case of a catastrophic loss that they won't go under.
So this really becomes then about portfolio management, right? I mean,
exactly.
When you think about it
exactly.
in these terms. So that doesn't necessarily change for us, though, right? I mean, if we were to look at ourselves as on a risk scale, as opposed to a number of other regions within the United mm-hmm. States, I would have mm-hmm. to say that the Gulf South probably
exactly.
ends up at the top of that scale on any given day, given year.
And as Michael has mentioned before, the insurance companies and reinsurers aren't necessarily concerned about natural disasters. They are more concerned with regulation and the opportunities for legal abuse. So insurance markets are, of course, regulated at the state level in the United States. So doing what we can through reform of state law, which we have done through enacting this law, puts us in favorable footing for insurance companies. So you're exactly right. It allows them to manage their
portfolio. Peter, I want to make the point again of what we heard when we were in London visiting with Lloyd's, because it really underscores this. And it's two things. One is that I do think, Newell, that the reinsurance market, regardless of what we do here, is likely to settle down, because what they said to us is that, you know, we were probably underpriced in reinsurance for a long time, and now we've probably overcorrected. And so the reinsurance market will probably settle down on its own through natural competition. So that's a good thing, regardless of what we do here. But relative to what we do here, what this woman said to us at Lloyd's was, look, we're not really afraid of the weather. We insure all throughout the Caribbean. What we're afraid of is political instability and legal abuse. If you can give us a more stable political and policy environment and try to tamp down, abuse, and not saying you're not going after bad actors, but you're going after people who are doing stuff in a way that's abusive or superfluous, you're going to see your rates come down. So to the degree that we're becoming just more normal and predictable, I think that, again, not immediately, but over time, we should see rates mitigate.
Well, this would be to both of y'all. Has there been, is there concern when we talk about political stability? Obviously, they don't really mind, you know, who the state reps are, but I mean, it's all about who the insurance commissioner is. Has there been a predatory approach to insurance companies and not allowing them to have rate increases? Because I haven't seen that.
That's a great question, Newell, and that was also relative to a bill that was signed yesterday. So we have changed our rate making system through HB 295 by Cloud, which was signed yesterday. It becomes Act 10. So this changed our regulatory system from prior approval to file and use. So Louisiana previously had the tightest system where rates were filed. Then the commissioner reviewed them. It could take months to review. And then the commissioner would say, would sometimes go back and forth with insurance companies saying, we need more information about your filing. You're requesting a too great of an increase, et cetera, et cetera. So insurance companies had to fight and wait, and they were unsure about whether they would get the rate changes that they desire. So we've made a change through this act that changes from prior approval to file and use, so that insurance companies can now file their rate changes and use those rate changes. However, the Department of Insurance still gets to review those rate changes. They now have 30 days to review rate change requests and filings. And approve, and although insurance companies can use it the day they file, if the Department of Insurance finds anything wrong with the filing, the insurance companies would have to issue a refund. So we have loosened our regulatory system. This now puts us in line with Texas and many other coastal states who also have this system, and it still maintains some oversight of the Department of Insurance, which is very important, of course.
And Newell, I wanted to answer your question directly about kind of predatory stuff in the past, and I want to be careful what I say on the air, but to be specific, yes, there have been cases in the past where an insurance commissioner has basically mandated that the insurance companies do things that were not necessarily in their contracts, and that they hated that because that kind of threw off all their actuary models, and so I think that's what they're referring to when they're saying that they want stability, is they want to know that the contracts that they have are the contracts that they're going to be paying on, if that makes sense.
No, that makes more sense to me than thinking about other things globally. But we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Peter Wagner, Public Policy Director at GNO Inc., and Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We're talking about the insurance bills that were signed by the governor yesterday. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. We are back, folks, with Peter Wagner, Public Policy Director at GNO Inc., and Michael Heck, President and CEO at GNO Inc. We're talking about homeowners insurance, four bills that were signed yesterday by Governor Jeff Landry. Peter, let's try to get through the next two bills.
Yep. First, I want to highlight that the Fortified program that we know and love. If you don't know, Fortified roofs are a construction method that strengthens your roof and it prevents losses. So our Fortified grant program through a bill by Representative Willard, which was signed yesterday, extends the program forever. It removes the sunset set date. It's very exciting. There's about $20 million in the budget for a next round of grant that we should see coming online soon. Through the previous rounds, over 600 roofs have already been constructed, and cannot reiterate enough how much loss prevention goes to lowering rates across the state. So really exciting to see more investment in the Fortified program. I will shout out the Wind Mitigation Survey for everyone who is not already aware of this. This has been a longstanding discount. Please go get your Wind Mitigation Survey and get an inspector to fill out the survey, and you will get a discount whether you have a Fortified roof or not. So please check that out. You can actually go to our page at gnoinc.org/insure to learn more information about potential discounts that you could receive.
Peter, where do you think Senator Royce Duplessis's bill about some sort of discount relative to Fortified roofs being required? I mean, I know that obviously the industry doesn't like these mandates. But you have a lot of people that are investing a lot of money on the come, hoping that, you know, that there are enough people that do so to generate some kind of savings.
Great question, Noel. And the insurance industry does love the Fortified Roof Program. They've actually paid, essentially, to develop the Fortified Roof methodology. Well, their concern, and this has been amended out of the bill as of yesterday, was setting a 20% minimum discount. Insurance companies right now, on average, the top ones are offering about an 18% discount in Louisiana. We agree that those discounts should be clearly communicated to policyholders. Representative Landry has a bill that would mandate that insurance companies provide those discounts in advance to policyholders. But Duplessis's bill, as it currently stands, would authorize the Department of Insurance to tell insurance companies what the actuarially sound discount should be if they are not already calculating that on its own, so it no longer puts in place that floor for a discount. It also authorizes the Department of Insurance to seek external funding and federal grants and other grant sources to continue to fund the Fortified program, which is very important to continue and fund at maximal levels.
Because where we find ourselves right now is the vast majority of companies are not providing discounts.
And they actually, you know, we passed a law last year that does mandate discounts. The confusion is that some companies are not necessarily following that law, and there is no minimum in that law. So Senator Duplessis's bill initially intended to set that minimum.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I know we have the grant program, and I keep saying that we're not experience rated as homeowners. We're community rated. And unless and until we get to a certain threshold number of homes that have Fortified roofs, it's hard to anticipate in the near future getting any kind of relief from a discount, you know, until we get to that threshold. And who knows when we get there? I mean, it could be 5 years, it could be 7 years, who knows?
So right now on average it's about 18% for coastal areas, but we agree that it's important to communicate that so that people know what they're paying for, really.
Yep. Michael, real quick, final thoughts?
No, look, out of all these bills, the one I love the most is the Fortified Roof Program, because it's something we can do proactively, and ultimately mitigation is about reducing exposure, and that's how we get out of this. I do encourage people to Google Louisiana Fortified Roof Program, because the grants are up to $10,000. And my understanding is that they can reduce your wind premium, that portion of your policy, by up to 50%. So people should definitely go and check it out. It's a step in the right direction.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Peter Wagner, Public Policy Director at GNO Inc., and Michael Heck, President and CEO. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time and your insight. Have a great week.
Thank you, Noel.
We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.